We're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We really do have the Get Strong Show today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson to cover the importance or unimportance of, if that's even a word, of unilateral training and also rehab. And then we're going to be joined by Coach Ed Rusher, who is was a strength and conditioning coach under Howard Snellenberger here at U of L, a Division I football team. And we're going to talk about some of his insights and random thoughts about strength and conditioning. So it's a great show for anybody looking to get stronger. Welcome back, Coach Wade Johnson. How are you?
Hey, Carl. Good to be with you, always.
Before we get into the discussion of unilateral training and rehab and stuff like that, it should be mentioned that next week you are actually going to compete in a powerlifting event, right?
Actually, it's this Saturday. We're 2 days out.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was next week. Okay.
No, it's Saturday.
This is a big deal for you. Let's spend a little time talking about this. What year was it that you totaled elite and squatted 1,040 pounds?
My first elite total was early 2000s. I'm not really sure. I'd have to really think about that. But when I totaled 2,400, this is 2014. It was 2011. It was February of 2011, and that's the last time I competed in powerlifting.
And at the age of?
45.
Okay, so now you're 48?
48 and a half.
Oh, 48 and a half. Okay. Oh, okay. You know what? You're 48 until the morning of the day.
Right. No kidding.
So here you come back a few years later, and you're about to compete again. What are your aspirations for this competition?
Really, the only aspiration, well, there's two. One is to not bomb, you know, just let's get through the meet. My mindset and my goal structure and my training are kind of, well, they're a lot different than they were when I was chasing, you know, trying to break 1,000 and trying to hit a 2,400-pound total. The other aspiration is to total elite. Do, you know, the young guys elite. There's a master's elite, which I don't really care anything about at this juncture, but I'm chasing just an elite total. And hopefully if everything goes right, I should be there.
So what is an elite total? What is the threshold for an elite total in the
I want to say at 308 in, the SPF, which is the federation I'll be lifting with. I want to say it's 1945. It could be 1955, but I'm shooting for, you know, at least elite, which, you know, probably 1960. And if, you know, if there's some magic left in the tank, you know, then I'll shoot for a 2,000 pound total. But the priority, you know, everything will go down to try to total elite.
So this is not age adjusted. It's not like that's a master's elite. That's elite for whoever gets in that ring.
I don't even know what master's. I would have to look it up to tell you what it is.
So, what kind of a squat will you be going after, since that's your bread and butter lift?
Well, it's in this case. Now, here's the deal, and I'm the company that had sponsored me for years and years, after basically a hiatus from the competitive platform, decided that they no longer wanted to sponsor me, and I understand that. They're, you know, did it piss me off? Yeah, sure, it pissed me off. But I mean, I understand. You know, if I'm not out there, you know,
but you are out there. You're affecting more people on the show than you are on the platform.
And I don't disagree. You're right. And like I said, you know what? Those guys.
Who's
you know,
the? Can you? Would you humor me and just name the company? Because I want to reach out to them. Who is the company?
It's Titan Support Systems, and Pete Allen's and that whole crew. I should say have been very, very gracious and very kind to me. This
isn't a shakedown, but what these guys need to know is that we get over a million downloads a month. You reach hundreds of thousands of people over the course of any given quarter being on the show. They're missing the boat, in my opinion. But okay, that's another story. Okay.
Well, so what I'm squatting in, and this was another thing, you know, it was one of those things where it's a F you kind of thing, you know, and a prove it to you thing. I'm using a squat suit that is actually from Titan still, that it was their first run suit of the new Boss suit. And this was something that, now not only did they not give it to me, a friend of mine gave me two suits for Wes and myself. And so these were secondhand. These weren't something that were made for us. These were things that were given to us by a friend. And it's the suit, listen, and there's some history here. It's the suit that at 17 years old, my son squatted 805 pounds in.
Wow.
And then it's the suit that I also used when I squatted, I think it was 960 at some particular meet. Now I'm also, you gotta understand, I'm significantly lighter. I'm complete in a, you know, I'm well into the 308 weight class, so nothing fits, you know. I had a pair of briefs altered, sent it to, Jenny Phillips, and anybody that wants some altered gear, she's great, and she's fast, and she's extremely reasonable. And she was really great, to work with and easy to work with, and that's not always in this business, that's not always easy to find. And then the bench shirt that I'm using is an old Karen's Extreme Powerwear shirt that she made for me in 2004.
So this is a custom made shirt she makes, huh?
I think she custom made it. She gave us a bunch of stuff that she thought might fit us. I think she actually made this shirt for me in 2000. So it's a 10-year-old shirt. It's the same shirt that I used 3 years ago when I benched 700 in a meet. When I was weighing 365 pounds.
Right.
So, and then I'm going to deadlift, conventional, which, you know, the last several meets I've lifted, sumo, but due to the old knee injury, you know, and then again, not having a, you know, equipment to fit me, I'm just going to pull, in a singlet and a belt, conventional. I'm not going to be geared and pulling sumo. So it's a lot different, you know.
Yeah.
Not only am I 3 years older, and in some instances, as a young man, you know, even in your 30s, 3 years doesn't seem like such a long span of time, but.
Right.
As you well know, you know, once you start approaching 50, months can make a heavy impact.
It really does. You're right.
So, yeah, and I'm not going to make a bunch of excuses, but, you know, my life has been somewhat, you know, up and down the last couple of years, and that has, you know, has had me with no choice, you know, have to shift some focuses here and there, but, you know, I've still managed to not miss training and keep rolling. So, you know, this was never about me trying to be the man or lift the absolute, you know, most amount of weight.
Right.
You know, I've got so many other priorities now than I did, you know, 3 years ago, you know, that some of these things have to take a back seat. And again, that's not an excuse. I mean, my intention is to go out there and total elite.
Right.
You know, and trust me, when I turn 50, you know, I'll say it now, I'll commit now, unless I die, or something happens, or I get injured to the point that I can't compete, all those 50-year records in powerlifting in any federation that I can find and go compete in, they're in trouble. I promise you that. And this is a shout-out to every 50-year-old that's in the 308 and 275s. Come and get me, because I am coming to kick your ass.
Oh, that's great. I love this.
I'm not playing. I mean, I'll shake your hand, I'll go eat dinner, and after the I'll buy beer when we're done, or shots, or whatever the hell you want to do. But when we get in there in the warm-up room, you know, I may not be any of the young guns, I may not be able to lift like they do, but I promise you, if you're 50 years old, I'm coming to whip your ass.
That's awesome. That's really great. I love hearing that. I love that you said that on this show.
You know,
that's so awesome.
And when I make 275, if my son doesn't disown me after, you know, handling me this training cycle, and Wes will be handling me at the meet, which is, I mean, that's really what it's all about for, you know, if I walk away from the meet and I'm okay and my son was there with me after, you know, all the things he and I have done and been
right
through together, That's gold in my book.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So what's going on with you mentally now? You're just a couple days away from a meet. Do you change, or are you just still the same guy that you were last week and the week before?
No. I had even posted on Facebook. I had forgotten, you know, up until 3 years ago, you know, it wasn't uncommon for me to compete once a year, and I was handling lifters, you know, all the time. So, you know, meet mode was something I was very familiar with. And even with the Olympic lifting is just different. I'm not saying it's less intense or it's one is better than the other. You know, I enjoy it equally, but it's just a whole different mindset for me. And
do you think it's because many of the Olympic lifts you can bomb out, you can drop the bar, you can let it go, you can get out of the way, but things like the squat and the bench press, if you make a mistake, you're stapled under that bar.
Yeah, I think that, and you know, powerlifting is, I mean, that's my home. Those are my people, you know. There is no question, and I say this as well, you know, the Olympic lifting folks have been very receptive to me. You know, they've been, you know, everybody's been very helpful. They respect what I've done, and that's not always been the case, or it's not always been the case that's been advertised in the strength world. Like, you know, we're Olympic lifters, we think we're head and shoulders above you and vice versa. And I honestly have not really ran into that at all. Now, it's clear to them when I come back, you know, from my first lift that I'm not a real Olympic lifter, but I'm strong, you know. But it's one of those things where I know if my technique is sound, then whatever weight I'm attempting, then I'm probably good. But it, you know, it's not, you know, it's not one of those things where I'm going to go out there because I feel good and try a snatch that I've never felt in my hands before.
Right.
And where, you know, in powerlifting, you know, especially in my prime, you know, again, an example, when I squatted 1040, the most I had squatted that entire training cycle was 960.
Wow.
You know, so that's a whole different mindset. And, you know, this week, you know, facing a little adversity that we'll get into, you know, the next time we get together, my edginess and intensity is, I have had to kind of sequester myself away from people.
Really?
You know, a little bit. Yeah, I'm a little edgy. I'm a little punchy.
That's interesting. And is it just because of the anticipation, the pressure, or is it because of the change in training? What do you attribute it to?
Well, there's a lot of things. I'll be honest, and this is going to sound utterly ridiculous. There are people that have messaged me, I should say first, I am so thankful that there's even anything about my lifting that is relevant to people.
Right.
You know, and while I gladly hang my hat on what I've managed to achieve, you know, I'm just not the same lifter anymore. I'm older, I'm a lot lighter, and you know, and life is just different for me, and my priorities are different.
Right.
It is a blessing that people have anticipation and expectation of me, you know, but I will admit it's also kind of scary because I keep telling these people, wait, you know, you're not going to, if you're waiting for me to do something crazy, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
You know, although I'm sure there's people out there that think, you know, squatting anywhere from 700 to 800 pounds at 48 years old, you know, may be stupid as well, but you know, there's some pressure there. It's the self-imposed pressure because I want to perform well. You know,
right.
I've said it on this show many times. I want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And that mindset has not changed.
Right, right. That's a noble aspiration, in my opinion. And then it's one that will add to longevity, in my opinion. So,
well, I hope so.
Yeah.
But,
Good, I'm sorry. No, good. Wrap it up. Good.
Well, you know, and then my son, you know, my son has time invested in this and my crew, even though the dynamic of that has changed, I don't have nearly the amount of competitors, but we have a healthy crew of people and, you know, those guys are with me week in and week out, you know, and they have expectations and rightfully so. I'm the coach, you know, and I've coached in a manner of not being the guy that used to do something 20 years ago and that is barking at you. You know, the old man's going to get under the bar and try to kick your ass every training session and is going to remind you every time that you slip or that you don't work hard enough or that you miss that, hey, I was in here and because of that, I'm still able at my age, you know, I'm able to bust your ass and make you look silly. So you better get busy.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't want to let them down. I don't, the people that, that have looked to me or depend on me or use me as a resource. I mean, I want them to go, look, you know, that's my coach, you
right.
know, and so that I don't want to, you know, I don't want to let those people down. And I think that's where the
pressure
comes from.
I can understand that. That's very understandable. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about unilateral training. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Wade, go ahead and plug your websites real quick.
All right. You can go to weightliftingdiscussion.com, and we've got the new form is set up. You have to have a username and a password now. And so if you're interested in posting your training or questions there, please feel free to do so. I have a personal Facebook page, and then we have the Ogre Compound is the gym. It has a Facebook page. And then you can always reach me via email at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto
Vital Force banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind you that if you have not already downloaded the free Superhuman Radio Network app, you're missing out on an opportunity to manage the podcast and listen to the live stream, receive special offers from advertisers, communicate with us on social media, and even a direct communication interface in the app that allows you to send me emails while I'm on the air. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad and get the Android, iPhone, or iPad app today. Coach Johnson, unilateral training has been discussed for a variety of different reasons, but it always seems that powerlifters tend not to embrace unilateral training because it doesn't really fit into the concept of, you know, if you want to squat big and don't fool around with other things. What do you think about unilateral training?
Well, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to tell you who first asked me about that, and it was Rob. You know, right. Rob asked, you know, do you ever use that, and why would you or why would you not? Well, first, I have to be completely honest. I had to look it up to go, I'm not really sure what he's asking me.
Right.
Because it just, that is so far outside the box of what I do.
Right.
And so the answer, you know, clear cut is no. I don't use it, and I've never used it in my coaching. I just don't. But then it would be foolish of me to dismiss it. I mean, because all Rob has done is be ultra successful. And there's other people I know that have used it, but I'm going to explain why I don't. I'm not saying that everyone that listens and I coach should dismiss it. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is everything that we do is in an effort to make the body learn to work together and function as a single unit.
Right.
So like when we do hammer curls, we don't alternate them. We make them both work at the same time. And so that's something that is crucial. You know, so I don't do anything that is single leg, single arm, or you know, I don't do anything. If we do side raises or side laterals or front raises or whatever those things are, we never isolate them with a single dumbbell. We do them with both dumbbells and we do them at the same time. We simply do everything that we can to make the body as coordinated as possible.
For that particular lift, really, when you really
come down to it. Yeah. Everything we do, because, well, the thing that I've also noticed, when I have a new trainee, and especially that's new to weight training, period, you'll be able to pick out usually pretty quick, you know, whether they're right-handed or left-handed, or what their dominant side is. And how you do that is when they're doing, you know, hammer curls and shoulder type movements with dumbbells, you'll see real quickly, you know, which arm gives out the quickest.
Right.
And what I have found is that the more we, you know, it's not really that we stay with the same weight, we'll keep it static, but over a short period of time, your body adjusts and will compensate and that strength level will equalize. And that is crucial because if you're right side dominant, you know, that's going to show up. It shows up in the bench press. It can even show up with squatters, not with the legs, but just how you hold and, you know, the bar, because the tightness of how you hold is going to be different. I have lifters now that fight that. They'll stand up in their setup with the bar, and then as they descend and coming out of the hole, even though their bar placement is perfect, you'll see the bar tilt or they will whirl in the direction of what their dominant side is. And so we do things to address that as well. So
you don't think that, okay, so Mike Boyle has been on this show and I've had other people on the show that say, look, you're only as strong as your weakest body part. So if you're squatting and you are right side dominant, left side dominant, unilateral training can help you by making that side stronger, the entire lift gets stronger. What would you say to that?
I don't necessarily disagree with that. However, you know, there's a few things that come into play. One is there is a very stringent time constraint usually with people that are training.
Right.
And so we've got to get the most bang for our buck, you know, for the time that they have allotted. That's not a reason to do the wrong thing. But in this case, what I have found, if we address the issue, you know, especially if it's a form issue or a dominance issue with how we do our assistance, I have yet to have that situation not be corrected. What I'm saying is we have not had to add any type of unilateral training or do any other special type exercises. We will address it in how we shape the assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, still my biggest priority, you know, is trying to make them as strong as I can and get them conditioned. And a lot of times what I've found, to be perfectly honest, is there is a lack of conditioning, and that conditioning doesn't come quickly. That's not something where if somebody, you know, goes from not training to training, 3 months later, they're still not going to be in powerlifting or strength conditioning shape. They're just not.
Right.
And I have found that even with experienced lifters, I've got a lifter with me now who she wants to stay under the radar, so I'm going to leave it like that. She knows who she is. She has the potential to be one of the number one lifter in the world in her weight class with what she does. But this is someone that is not inexperienced. I mean, this is someone that knows what they're doing. And, she came to me, she moved into the area and came to me, and she has told her old coach, which has been communicated to me, that she is having to adjust to the workload because there's going to be a necessary workload that she is going to have to do for me to get her to the point where she needs to be. And a lot of times that helps rectify the situation. But again, with the limited amount of time, if I focus on the things that I see and keep it focused on the task at hand. So like, let me give you an example. That way I'm not being too vague. With bench press, if I have someone that is having an issue with a certain side dominance, I watch overhead, I'll even film overhead to see which side is being dominant, see if there's anything that's going on with their form. Probably 80% of the time, that's the issue. It's not necessarily a weakness. It is, you know, physically,
right.
it is an issue with their form. The other times it has, you know, then there's the issue with a certain side being dominant. So we will set up certain types of training, which we're going to do assistance anyway, where we will do thick bar training with the bench press because that equalizes the grip. And a lot of times that's, you know, what creates the one side dominance or even a whirl. Then we do a lot of work with dumbbells, and then we use the bamboo bar with the kettlebells
right.
and the bands where it really makes you, especially lateral stability, you know, and these things so far have addressed all these issues. It's the same with the squat. We do certain types of assistance squats. And so I haven't come to a point, I haven't had a lifter that I felt like we had to do something, you know, unilaterally,
right.
You know, or single leg or anything like that, that it's become an issue. Now, I'm not saying dismiss that. I would suggest that you explore that. But for me, it's just like, I'll give you another example. You know, a lot of people have always asked me, well, what do you think about the box squat? I really can't say because I don't have any experience with them. I have judged numerous lifters that have done them and have really benefited from them.
Right.
You know, but I squatted,
it's not something you
do. It's just not what I did. So it's, I can't speak on it, but it's not something that I do. It's not something that I prescribe, and it's not something I use to coach.
Okay.
I will use it, you know, for beginners, you know, to kind of give them an idea of where depth is and things like that, but we do not use it in training at all.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to address rehab because this is something that I think there are different periods of time that you may be focused on rehab more so, but really we're always doing something to rehab something. If you're really in the gym training hard and heavy, you are regularly training around injuries or at least soreness. Let's put it that way. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. Later in the show, Coach Ed Rusher, strength and conditioning coach for a Division I football team at U of L, is going to share some of his random thoughts about strength and conditioning.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So what do you think? Are you always working on rehab? Is it something that you got to pay attention to all the time? Or how do you use rehab work? Do you do it all the time, even when you're not rehabbing?
Yes, I do. people think I'm nuts, but for most of my powerlifting career, I have been in the gym anywhere from 5 to even 7 days now before everybody starts shaking their head. It's not like I'm training balls out. That's not what I'm doing. Although I do, I have for the last few years on Wednesdays and Saturdays done Olympic lifting. But I don't train like a real Olympic lifter, so just settled, you know, everybody just settle down. But I do these auxiliary sessions that we've talked about before, and that will be in the upcoming book. That's coming up. That what it addresses is not just rehab, but kind of a prehab thing. We're always trying to find a way to recover. Like Louis says, GPP, you know, general physical preparedness, and just plain and simple rehab. What I have found, and I'll give you a classic example. There was a particular football team that I worked with the linemen, both offensive and defensive, high school team, and, after their football games on Friday night, they had to meet me at the gym when the gym opened at this particular commercial gym at the time, Saturday and Sunday morning. Now, they hated it, and the parents hated it. But what we all did is we'd walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Nothing hard. We would vary the pace a little bit, but we'd walk on the treadmill because I've got kids anywhere from 200 to 325 pounds, you know, that have played a high school football game. And I mean, these guys are perennial, state contenders. So these guys aren't just doing it to participate. You know, most of these guys went on to play college ball and on.
Right.
So what we found, and this was from my experience, when I, you know, get done training Friday, and then I kind of laid around unless I had something I had to do on the weekend, come Monday, I was very lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take me a while to get into the swing of things. And what I found is by being active, and this is something that Louis taught me. Again, I'm not a West Side guy, but again, so that you understand that Louis has had a hand in my training and an effect. I mean, you know, you got to pay homage to the guy.
Right.
So active recovery is something that I firmly believe in, and not because it's something I say, it's because it's something I do. So what I did is, you know, developed the auxiliary workouts that would allow us to do prehab, rehab workout, and to help us work on stability and things, you know, things of that nature. And because one of the things that I preach is the lifter that is stable and in the most control of the weight is generally the guy that's going to lift the most weight.
Right.
He doesn't have to be the strongest, but he has control of the weight, and that has always been true for me and the lifters that I coach. So we are always addressing, you know, anything that is a potential issue, and always, you know, trying to make sure that our conditioning is such, and that we're, you know, prehabbing things that you know, like shoulders and things of that nature. So it's always a part of our training. Now, for the stuff that's a specific injury, you know, that's when rehab, you know, takes more center stage and becomes something that we address on a session by session basis.
So how much time are you actually spending doing prehab, rehab work in your normal workout?
On bench day, if anyone that has listened to the shows or follows my training, my finishing movement when I'm done with my competition bench and whatever assistance bench is I do high repetition, flat dumbbell bench. And that is specifically for, you know, prehab, rehab. So, you know, it is a part of my daily training. When I do reverse hypers and stuff like that on my squat and deadlift day, that is specifically, because I never do them heavy. I know guys that do them heavy and they're super strong and all that, but my approach with the reverse hyper has always been as a rehab tool. And then again, our auxiliary sessions and those sessions, depending on how much we talk at this point, are about an hour. You know, if we get in there and get after it, it's about an hour long, and that's twice a week. So it's an integral part. If there is a specific injury, then we find, I've got a guy that has a groin injury right now, and he'll come in, he'll ride the bike to pump some blood into the area, a recumbent bike, and then each day, you know, we'll have him get in the leg press with no weight on it and just let that sled take him down, you know, and he'll do a few sets of that, and then he'll go to the monolift and grab the bar and allow himself into a full squat and, you know, and do a controlled squat that way. So that way he keeps his mobility, you know, while his groin heals. And so, by the same token, now we will test the boundaries of that. You know, tomorrow will be deadlift day. We'll first see how he feels. You know, can he front squat? Can he pull anything? Can he do any?
But what if
things?
He says, "Coach, I'm ready to go"? Do you assess him and say,
no, "Yeah, okay, get your warm up in. Let's see how you feel after warm up, and then I'm going to watch him squat the bar." You know, I think that's the big thing. I mean, when you're hurt, when you can't train, then you either train around it, or you don't train. I mean, you know, that's just the way it goes. But I learned this from Ricky Dale Crane years ago. If you're hurt or if you're injured, you find a way to train around it. You don't not train unless you just can't. You know, and there are cases where that's it, you can't, you know. But I think that's actually more often a rarity versus, you know, hey, I'm hurt, I can't come to the gym. And that's BS in my book.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can get to the gym, you find a way to train around that injury. So, but yeah, the as soon, you know, when someone will tell me I'm ready to go, we had an instance this week, you know, one of my guys online said, I'm ready for 100% deadlift. He's kind of had a tweak, you know, in his back. And I said, are you sure? I mean, you know, I want to be sure. And he said, yep, I'm ready to go. Well, he got into the workout, and it wasn't there. He was struggling. So whatever the issue is,
did you 100. Did you have to pull the plug on him, or did he go, I guess I was wrong?
Well, he, you know, my phone started going off because he was freaking out, and I understand that. You know, this certain weight wouldn't even leave the floor. You know, WTF, what's going on? And I go, well, it's simple. I don't even have to see video. You're not 100%. So let's back up. You know, tell me how your warm-ups went. Let's back up and see if you can get a little work in and not feel any pain. You know, there's a difference in, I feel a little bit, or, you know, man, that really hurts. That pain is your indicator of, you know, should I be doing this or not? You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, it's twinging a little bit. I mean, if it hurts,
right?
If there's a sharp pain, then we stop. That's it. We pull the plug. If you're a little uncomfortable, then I don't want to hear it, you know. I mean, if you're a baseline client, then we'll, you know, then we pull the plug.
Right.
If you're a power lifter that's, you know, that's competing or that you're training for a meet, I'm going to, you know, you got to tell me. If you're hurt, that's one thing. If you feel a sharp pain, if you're uncomfortable, then you suck it up and you get, you know, you get something done.
Right.
You know, a lot of times the worst thing to do is to do nothing. But you, I mean, that doesn't say, you know, that at all cost we get the session in.
But see, this is why it's so important to work with the trainer. When you're doing this kind of work, when you're doing the kind of work that can put your body at jeopardy if you're using bad form or if you're making mistakes about your training, timing, and so on and so forth, this is why it's so important to have a coach, because you have to – it's very difficult to be objective when you're training about whether you feel like you can do it or not, whether you think you should be doing it or not. And it takes somebody else's eyes and knowledge sometimes to direct you and say, look, you know what? Today's not the day. Or, you know what? Just suck it up. You got it this in you. You're just worried. That's all.
Well, I mean, I've had those conversations with this one guy in particular where I'll get the video and I go, dude, you told me you failed. You told me you missed. You didn't. You quit. You know, where you're not safe, you know, you had the safeties in the rack. I didn't see you fail. I saw you throw the weight in the rack. Don't be afraid of failure. That's not the worst thing that can happen. You have it set up to where if you fail completely, you're safe. So go for it. Let me see what your true threshold is. And by the same token, I've had to talk him from the cliff to go, look, all is not lost. You gave what you had. And it didn't work out. Today is just not the day. Now we understand that you're not 100%. Let's back up a little bit and work with what we have, and we'll start the climb back up. It's right. Not the end of the world. You can't freak out. And that's where being a coach, you know, that's where it becomes a very useful tool, and it's something that is, you know, necessary. Because I'll get texts throughout the day. Oh my God, I just missed my weight. All right, well, don't panic. You know, I'll look at the video when you get it done, but for today, let's back up to this. Give me 6 good reps or whatever the case may be, and as soon as you're done, grab your phone and text me and tell me what you felt. I don't want an opinion. I want you to tell me, you know, did you get the reps, yes or no, and how do you feel? And then we'll make an adjustment from there.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still subjective. You got to look at
absolutely.
That. Without that video, you really are going by what they say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't, this particular session, I have not seen a drop of video. But I know his form is very sound and consistent. It is week to week. So there is clearly something that's tweaked. So we got to find a way to work around that. Yeah. But, you know, if he didn't have me in his ear, he'd be freaking out.
Right.
He is freaking out. He even admitted that.
Yeah. And obviously, the body responds when the body responds, too. The body, you know, they're governing, the body governs itself to protect itself. If you're not able to pull a weight or do a lift that you have done in the past, and you haven't taken a long period of time off, but you're recouping from an injury, it's because the body's protecting itself.
Sure. Sure, and that's one of those things, you know, it's really everybody's different. And not only is everybody different, each individual situation, even for the same person, can be different. And so you have to take it by a case-by-case basis, you know, and look at it as honestly and without ego as possible. And, you know, so, and having a coach and having a group of people that you train with, that's when it becomes really an integral thing where you don't panic. And then that's where the rehab factor really becomes a priority, because you get, you know, if the back is hurt, how do I, without causing more damage or more harm, you know, what are the things that I can do to help it heal?
Right.
And in an instance where, if you're a competitor, if you're an athlete, how do I get back to the field of competition as quickly and safely as possible? You know, how do I expedite that and not put myself in any more of a compromising position? And that's where, you know, science is certainly a big part of it, but it's as much an art as it is a science.
Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to tell you about something I saw at the Arnold, and I want you to weigh in on it. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Give your website again, Coach Johnson.
Weightliftingdiscussion.com. At the top, there's a link to our forum. Please join it and post training and post your questions. Facebook, I have a personal page and the Ogre Compound page, and you can always reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Later in the show, Coach Ed Rusher is joining us for the first time on the show. Just want to remind everybody, you can win 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. Go to the Superhuman Radio Network fan page, which is facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network. And like the fan page and you're entered. If you've already liked the fan page, you're already entered. The drawing will occur on March 21st on Casual Friday. Also, we're getting such popular and positive responses to our newsletter. Our editor is Alex Leaf. The newsletter is chock full of information. People send me links, Wade. They're like, oh, check this out. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that went out in our newsletter last Thursday. It's like, just subscribe to our newsletter. I am a legitimate media outlet. I have press credentials. I get embargoed articles sometimes 2 weeks before they're released, just like the Today Show and everybody else. So we break the news, too. Just join our newsletter. And we give you the right information, not the spins that the mainstream media is looking for. So if you go to the Superhuman Radio webpage, unfortunately, our email list is all the way down at the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. I got to move that up, but check it out. So, wait, I was at the Arnold, and I think this is the first year you weren't there, huh?
I haven't been for the past 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been.
Okay. So I was watching what appears to be some young kids powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that they had up on the stage was either 16 or 19 years old.
Right.
And they were squatting, and they were not squatting baby weights. I mean, these kids were squatting 560, 570, and inching up from there. And they did not have a monolift. These kids were unracking the bar, taking a couple steps back, getting into their squat position, squatting down, coming up, then walking forward and re-racking the bar. I just couldn't believe that at an event like the Arnold, that they couldn't get a monolift for these kids.
Well, I'm not sure exactly, what event you were watching. I know
it was one on the outside. It wasn't a main event. It was outside, the entrance to the exhibit hall. They have
right.
all those little corridors, and it was in right. one of those corridors there that they had these kids powerlifting.
Probably, I know some federations simply, they just don't squat with a monolift. They just don't. And that's just part of, what they do. And I understand that.
Is it economics, or is it like, look, if you're going to learn to squat, you're going to learn to walk the bar out too?
Well, I think it's one of those things. There's certain federations out there that, that's part of, to them, that's part of the squat. And, that's the way that they've always done it. And that's the way they're always going to do it. They feel like the walkout is part of the squat. And is that safe? I mean, we can argue that if you like. But that's that particular federation, that's part of the rules. And if you're going to compete there, then you better be training, how to walk out and how to, do that as safely as possible. It's not something that, I don't walk out a bunch of squats, but, if I wanted to compete in an area when I did the pro stuff, up through 2008, we had to walk it out. you know, so I train for that. So, I mean, am I against it? I'm not against it. If that's what, you know, if that's part of the rules where you're going to compete, I suggest that you train for that and that, you know, you do it in the safest way possible. Unfortunately, you know, I think my opinion is that it is more dangerous than squatting out of a monolift. And I know that there's going to be the proponents that, you know, say the, in the traditionalist that go, you know, walking out the squat is, you know, part of the lift. That's fine.
That's not true because the guys who are squatting, you know, a gram and above are not walking it out. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
Well, there are a few people that you know, that are walking it out. And his name escapes me. He just did a meet. I'll be so wrong, but he's from Europe. He walked out 10:14 out of a monolift and squatted it in knee wraps.
He walked it out from a monolift.
Absolutely. And so you know, there are guys out there that are squatting, you know, a grand plus that can walk the weight out. Now, do I think that's the safest manner to do it? No, I don't, you know, but that's just my opinion. And I've judged enough lifts, you know, to see that. Now, the people that are the traditionalist or don't like the monolift are going to say, you know, the monolift, you know, entices people to attempt weights that perhaps they shouldn't. I have never been to a powerlifting meet yet that I have seen lifters from very beginners to the most experienced not attempt a weight that they probably shouldn't. I see it all the time, you know. So I don't necessarily agree with that. But ultimately, it's a choice. You know, the disadvantage of some of the fragmentation that we've had in the sport is there's so many options. The beauty of that is that there are so many options. You have the option of, I'm going to compete where, you know, this is kind of where my, you know, I feel strong that, you know, the squat, part of the squat is the walkout. And if right. that's the case, there's that outlet. Do I think it's the safest way? No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I've seen too many injuries at the walkout. You know, and my baseline fitness clients, they do not walk out the squat. They use the monolift just like the power lifters do. And we, to date, I've had a gym open since, it's been over 10 years now. We have had no injuries, knock on wood, no injuries.
That makes a big deal. I mean, that speaks to it. It's much safer using a monolift than walking the weight out. Because you know what? It's tough enough to squat some of those heavy weights. We've seen what happened to Brandon Lilly, right?
Let me address that. And I think, and I'm not, you know what, it happened. It was a terrible accident, and it happened. You know, the big thing as a promoter and part of a, you know, federation leadership, you know, we do our very best to make sure we have the best spotters available. But sometimes, you know, when something catastrophic happens, you know, sometimes it just, you know, there's just, it's beyond everybody's control
sure.
and ability to respond. However, I have talked to Brandon. As a matter of fact, we exchanged some texts. His rehab seems to be going extremely well. There's a lot of stuff out there on the internet that is negative. You're always going to find that, you know, and I'll tell you, like I told Brandon, you know, Brandon's relationship is between him and I, and whatever he tells me until it is proven otherwise, I'm going to believe, because there's people out there that say his injuries were not as severe. Well, I saw the video and I saw the guy go down with over 700 pounds, you know, on his knees. There is no way that he is not injured. Now, the severity of that, all I can tell you is I know he had surgery on both knees. Now, how he's recovered so well, that's something that, you know, is between Brandon, his surgeons, and God. I don't
right.
know, but I know that he's doing remarkably well. So a lot of people have messaged me that listen to the show, hey, you know, can we get an update on Brandon? You know, Brandon still says, I saw a post online yesterday that he feels like he's probably a year away, and I don't disagree with that
right.
from being back on the platform. You know, but right now his priority is walking, and apparently he was doing that at the Arnold, but he said he has to like wrap and have a brace, and you know, and it's not completely comfortable. But another friend of ours, Joey Smith, I don't think I've mentioned him on the show before, but had to have knee surgery. I want to say he had ACL surgery and actually was squatting 9 weeks post-op.
Really?
So, I mean, you know, so say what you want, drugs, not drugs, you know, good guy, bad guy. When you're 9 weeks post-op and you even take, if you can squat down to the couch and get up, you're a badass in my opinion. You know, I don't, your character notwithstanding, I really don't care. You know, that to me makes you a badass. And, yeah. And hopefully both of these guys, you know, I've had the pleasure of competing on the platform with both of them and judging them and, you know, and spending time with them. And these are good guys. These are guys that work extremely hard and work with, you know, they're part of gyms and part of teams and have a very positive, you know, impact on those people. So I really, you know, it's always good to see these guys working. Not only are they recovering quickly, which is a blessing, but they're working extremely hard to do so.
Yeah. We've come to the end of the interview. It's always great to have you on the show, Coach Johnson. And if you have questions for Coach Johnson, how should they reach you?
Always email me or post them on the Facebook page. Or again, weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a forum there. You do have to enroll or in get a you have a username and a password, and it's going to ask you for a secret, my secret password. So email me to get that at supersquat800@yahoo.com. That way we don't have any of those.
That's nice. So you have a really closed group that you can control and you don't have a bunch of
right.
Trolls
the spam and all that other crap. And that's just something we're not going to put up with, you know, so-and-so sucks and all this anonymous BS, you know, because right. Here's my deal. If you got a problem with me, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. Then contact me. Or if you see me, put your finger in my chest and let's talk about it. But don't be a puss and do it, you know, anonymously online. Let's just talk about, you know, because I don't have to agree with you. I don't even have to like you, but I'll at least respect you enough to go, here's what I think, you know, and this is why we do that. So feel free to ask questions. Doesn't matter how hard they are. If you don't like something, then let's address that. But the forum is set up to where, you know, people can train, post their training and post questions and enjoy that without all the other esoteric crap that goes along with being on the internet.
Good to have you on the show today, Coach.
Always good to be with you, Carl.
Talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by...
He's asking the heart.
Coach Ed Rusher.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys... Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take
weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hang on, we're trying to get Ed Rusher on the line here. He's traveling, and we're reaching him on a cell phone, and we just got dropped out. That's before the interview started. So just sit tight, listen to some music, dance in your seat. Sorry about this long hold here, but we're just trying to get Ed Rusher back on the line here. He was with us a second ago. This is the beauty of cellular technology. I call it conversations on the installment plan. It may be that we can't do this interview today. Maybe just that simple. We're trying. We'll play some music just for a little while longer. Okay, touchdown. We have Coach Ed Rusher on the line, thanks to cellular technology. How you doing, Ed?
Better now.
Okay, so let's do this. My audience has heard me mention your name before on the show here and there. And so let's give them a snapshot a little bit about yourself to start with. When did you first fall in love with physical culture?
I was a high school senior in 1981. And it was at that moment that I was playing football and getting ready to try to go walk on at Purdue University. And there was a local gym. And the man who owned the gym was a guy named Dick Nally. And he was an Olympic bobsledder and played in the NFL for a couple of years, was a running back. And he owned a black iron gym. And I knew I needed to get bigger and stronger. The high school I went to didn't really have a great program. So he took me under his wing and got me started and taught me proper form and really encouraged me, and when he did so, it took off like a fire, and it became a passion of mine, and I knew I wanted to do something with strength and conditioning for the rest of my life. I didn't know at that time what a strength coach was, but I knew I wanted to be involved in it for the rest of my life.
Okay, so now let's fast forward. So then you ended up in the Marines, right?
Yeah, I was as a walk-on player, I ran out of money. I joined the Marine Corps and saved my money up to go back to college, I wound up in the Marine Corps, and after boot camp and grunt school, and I went to my first comm school at 29 Palms, California, every weekend, I was such a muscle-headed by that point, that we drove into Venice Beach, four of us, and we would stay in the most god-awful run-down hotel you could ever imagine, Fleabag, right down from Gold's Gym 1, where Joe Gold owned the original Gold's Gym, and our heroes were all there. I mean, you're talking like Bertel Fox and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno, all those guys were there. We never talked to those guys, but every weekend we went there to work out Saturday and Sunday and hang out on Venice Beach. And it was there that two people, kind of instrumental people, they're no longer with us, unfortunately, Larry Scott and Vince Gironda, actually took the time. They saw how passionate we all were about training, and they actually took the time to work with us on technique and function and to really help us understand, you know, how to work muscle, they were just great guys to be around, and they really encouraged us. So many people in gyms don't encourage. They discourage. And these guys were very, very encouraging, and they were great ambassadors for the sport.
Okay, so now, at this point in time, you're still in the military, and you have not made a decision to become a strength and conditioning coach, correct?
No, sir. No, and it wasn't until I went back to college after active duty, and I talked to my old strength coach at Purdue, and, you know, Greg told me, well, there's really not a major for it now. You have to major in, like, in the School of Biology, there's a major for sports science, which is kind of like undergraduate exercise physiology. So that's what I changed my major to, and that's what I put my focus into, is getting that degree. And I wanted to be a strength coach.
So now all this time you are in love with physical culture. You're training hard. How old are you now, Ed?
When I went back to college, I was 22 years old.
And how old are you today right now?
51.
And Ed is amazingly strong, but also displays an amazing amount of conditioning. There's lots of guys in the gym that are strong, but Ed has an amazing amount of conditioning. The volume of work that Ed does in the time that he's there is really, it makes you take pause when you see him move from 10 sets of 10 heavy power squats to 10 sets of 10 heavy leg presses to 10 sets of 10 reverse hack squats. And he just, I mean, the guy is like the Energizer Bunny. So it's not just a matter of him being strong, but the volume of work that he does is, I don't know anyone in the gym that trains to that degree. And he makes it look effortless because he's busy talking to people too at the same time. So, and this is why I want to pick your brain today. So, now, when did you become a strength and conditioning coach? What was your first job in strength and conditioning?
I was a high school science teacher in Lakeland, Florida. And I was the strength coach for every sport, defensive coordinator, assistant wrestling coach, and women's tennis coach because I was married.
But basically, that was my first chance
to really coach athletes was at that point. And so consequently,
Schnellenberger came down to recruit our entire...
Now, wait, you just dropped out a little bit. I don't know if you turned your head, but you said Howard Schnellenberger came down. And what did he come down for?
He came down to recruit our entire offensive backfield.
Oh, wow.
And he liked to do that. In fact, he recruited an entire backfield out of one 5A state championship team in Florida and took them to Miami and won a national championship with him. So it was kind of his knack. He gets kids from the same high school, and then they feel...
Yeah, they already have the built-in camaraderie of working together.
Yeah, well, when I met him, he said he needed a strength coach. And I said, okay, I'm interested. And I went to Louisville and took a $10,000 pay cut, and I became his strength coach.
And how long did you operate as UofL's football team strength coach?
I was there from 1988 through 1994.
So you were there quite a long time.
6 years, we won a Fiesta Bowl and a Liberty Bowl. We beat Alabama in the Fiesta Bowl 34-7, and we beat Michigan State 18-6 in the Liberty Bowl. But along the way there, we put 26 kids in the NFL for at least a year.
Wow. That you personally worked directly with in strength and conditioning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the other strength coach that was there was a guy named Ray Ganong, and Ray is still at the university. He's the basketball strength coach for Rick Pitino, and he's got many more years experience than I do. So,
okay. Okay.
He's a good guy, and we together we put a lot of kids in the NFL. Yes, sir.
So let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to start talking about strength and conditioning in general. I want to start picking your brain about your general attitudes and the ways that you like to see people train when it's not all about strength. Conditioning has to be in there. Being a big, strong guy but not being able to walk up a flight of stairs is useless. You have to be able to put that strength in motion. And what I've learned in my life is this. There's a lot of people who can talk the talk. They claim to be able to train people. But then there's guys like Ed Rusher who not only can train you and teach you to be super strong and super fast, but at 51 years old, he is doing it. And I don't know about you, but I'd much rather take advice from somebody who's applying their advice than just giving it to other people. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger
be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to strength and conditioning coach extraordinaire Ed Rusher. Yeah, you are, Ed. You know, I know that you've been doing it for a long time, and you train extremely hard. You train, you're very, very consistent about your training. You really don't take a whole lot of time off unless it's necessary. You do an amazing amount of work in the time that you're in the gym. There's a lot to be said for the conditioning side of this. So I was having a thought during the break, right? Is it true that strength, conditioning can add to strength, but strength may not have anything to add to conditioning?
Oh, absolutely. There's an old Bear Bryant quote that football coaches around the country use. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. I mean, you can bench 600 pounds, you can squat 700 pounds, but if you can't run more than 240-yard dashes in a game, guess what? You can't get there to make a tackle. So you've got to have a balance. You've got to have strength. You've got to have power. You've got to have agility. Another strength coach mentor of mine is a guy named Bruno Paletto. And Bruno was the head strength coach at the University of Tennessee for many years, and he was an old Bulgarian shot putter. And he had a very thick brogue, of course, and he said to make athlete, you take little bit bodybuilder, little bit powerlifter, little bit Olympic lifter, little bit track man, make athlete.
Oh.
So that's how you make an athlete. You've got to get all the function in there. You've got to have all the explosiveness. Now, obviously, at my age now, I don't do Olympic lifting anymore. When I was a strength coach, I did power cleans, and I did clean and jerks, and I did push presses and all that stuff. I'm not doing those type of lifts anymore because I'm not training those athletes and having to teach that lift on a consistent basis. Doing mostly bodybuilding type lifts now, but, you know, with squatting and leg pressing and things, but certainly not power cleans or clean and jerks like I used to.
Okay, so let's talk about conditioning for a second. Is the simple mechanics of increasing the body's level of first of all, let's quantify what conditioning is. Conditioning is the ability to apply a large amount of energy for a long period of time. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, is the simple distillation of what will build better conditioning, is it simply to keep moving, less rest, more frequent activity in your session, kind of density type training? Is that the answer to conditioning?
When I strength train, and again, if I go into a workout, let's say hypothetically, today I'm going to do shoulders. I'll do 50 total sets of shoulders. I'll do, two military press exercises. I'll do lateral raises, front raises, post delts, and shrugs. And so I'll get 50 sets done. And depending on the rep range that I'm training determines my rest period. The higher the reps, the shorter the rest period. So if let's say I'm going in and what I'm doing, this week, what I've been doing is I've been doing strip sets. So I will start at a weight and my goal is 8 to 10 reps and I'll go to plan to fail between 8 and 10 reps and then I'll rest 30 seconds. Pick up the next lowest weight. It might be 20 pounds. If you're doing, say, a barbell, it might be 20 pounds off. And gradually drop the weight until I do 5 sets of total failure, 8 to 10 reps, with that minimal rest period between. So it's anaerobic conditioning as well as muscular hypertrophy that you're training.
Right.
If you're training strength, 3 to 6 reps, you might, on upper body, you might take 2 to 3 minutes rest between sets. On lower body, you might take 3 to 5 minutes rest,
mm-hmm.
depending on the load you're training. So you're not going to get that kind of conditioning benefit from strength training. But in that 8 to 12 range, that 8 to 15 range, you're kind of going to get the benefit of both worlds, the hypertrophy, some strength, and muscular endurance that you can actually transfer out as conditioning elsewhere.
Interesting. Now, you got me to start doing a 10 by 10 again, which I haven't done in probably the better part of a decade. And I talked about it on the air, how sore I was after that. And I was using relatively lightweight. I trained legs. I did 10 sets of power squats just with 2 plates and a 35 on each side. That's all I had. And I did 10 sets of leg presses, 10 sets of hip thrusts. All for 10 reps and used probably significantly less weight than I normally use. I only use 225 in the hip thrust, for instance. I think I put 6 plates on each side of the leg press. But the amount of fatigue that I built up by resting only 30 to 45 seconds in between sets and the delayed onset muscle soreness was something that I haven't felt in a decade.
That type of training is fabulous, and it's a shock. It's much like, I'm sure you've probably had people on the show that have talked about the old high-intensity training that Hammer pushed, the Dr. Ken Lesner HIIT training.
Right.
Where you do positive failure, negative failure, manual failure, and puke. We did that type of training at Louisville with the football team for mass building, during our mass building phases in the off-season in the winter and in the summer. For a brief period, because that type of training is so intense, it's so hard on the joints, it's so fatiguing, so much muscle damage, that you can't do it for very long. And also mentally you fatigue. So I'm a big proponent of micro periodization. So this week I'm doing strip sets. Next week I might do sets of 6 followed by sets of 10s in traditional style training. So I might do 15 sets of 6 and 15 sets of 10s.
During the same session.
Same workout.
Okay.
Yes, I'll get strength up front and mass building at the end. And then I'll go do my sprints I'll do my sprints, my interval training. But the thing is that the next week after that, I might do eight reps, 5 sets of 8 reps as drop sets. So I might do a set of 8, rest 30 seconds, do another set of 8, then rest a minute and a half. So how much you rest between sets is determined on how much load you're lifting, how much work you're doing. When you're doing drop sets, giant sets, or, you know, compound sets of any kind, whether it be slow or fast, a compound set where you take no rest is what I call modified compound set fast. So you go right from, say, a hammer decline press to failure, immediately strip off, you know, 40 pounds and go to failure again. And that's a compound set fast. The amount of work you're doing is going to determine the amount of damage you get and the amount of rest you need, because you need a certain amount of time to rebuild your ATP energy source, which is what you're going to use in strength conditioning. So you've got to have that rest period, but then what you do in the training set is going to determine the kind of energy system demand you put and conditioning you can get. You can get conditioning from strength training. I got a very good friend. When he's in town, he likes to try to train with me, and he just doesn't have the muscular endurance to go 50 sets of chest. He's fatigued after about, you know, roughly about 20 sets. He's done.
Right.
I'm done. I'm getting one tank. And so there is an energy component to the interval type training you do with strength training. So there is a carryover to give you some training, and it gives me the ability then to only do 15 minutes of hard sprints after my workout. So 4 days a week after I get done lifting, not on leg days, I'll go get on a Strider, elliptical, a recumbent bike, upright bike, and I'll sprint for a minute as hard as I can, and I'll go easier for a minute, and I'll go back and forth for 15 minutes, get my heart rate up to about 155 to 160 for about 12 to 15 minutes, and then I cool down and I'm done. And I get much more out of interval type conditioning training than going for 45 or 50 minutes on a slow walk or a slow.
But do you periodically do slow state or medium state of cardio as opposed to interval training, or do you always do interval training?
Only time I do slow state cardio is on leg day. After I get done training legs, after I do 50 sets of legs, I will go get on the recumbent bike or the upright bike, and I will go slow state cardio for 20, 25 minutes just to work the
right, to get the metabolic waste out of the muscles and pump them full of blood.
So chemicals for a living now. As I go through my workday, I don't nod up in somebody's parking lot and wind up face first on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know if anything moved on your phone, but you got low again, so I don't know if you just did something different. But so, yeah, no, I understand that. So you really want to get rid of the metabolic waste so you don't cramp up later in the day while you're going through life.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So all you really do other than that is interval training. Do you think that interval training contributes to muscular hypertrophy? I know that Litvinov was a big fan of a front squat followed by a sprint, and he was super strong. You think that high intensity interval training contributes to both muscular endurance and hypertrophy?
I think it spares it. I think the weight training builds it, and I think the nutrition, you know, gives you the wherewithal you need to build the muscle. The training stimulates, obviously, the fiber growth and the hyperplasia and things that are going on. But I think the interval training gives you that brief and intense burst. And if you think about it, as an athlete, think back in your life. When were you in the best shape of your life? When you ran miles or when you ran sprints?
Sprints, yeah.
Always sprints. When you ran basketball, football, wrestling, sprint, 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 you were in the best shape of your life you could go forever. It's brief, it's intense, and it spares muscle. So if you're trying to spare muscle mass, but you know you need to work that heart, and you know you need to maintain your cardiovascular health, and if you don't maintain your cardiovascular health, you can die of a heart attack. I know some very, very big, strong men that did not do intense cardio and died at very young ages. Big powerlifters.
Because if you just do one type of training, the heart becomes very enlarged. In fact, we've had Sabina Scala on the show, who works with MMA fighters in the UK. And she talked about the importance of occasionally not just doing cardio in general, but even the occasional 30-minute slow walk, because one builds boy, I'm going to forget. One builds eccentric hypertrophy and the other one builds concentric hypertrophy of the heart. And you need both of them to have a balanced heart. Otherwise, you'll end up with a really large heart. So what you're saying kind of speaks to that, that the importance of that type of cardio, it's another dimension that's important for the heart.
Absolutely. I mean, as we age, you know, and I jokingly try to say this to people, you know, nobody cares how much I bench press. They only care if my metalworking fluid works in their tool shop. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for me. So I know that in order to be a complete package, to have strength, to have power, to have endurance, I've got to put all those components together. I've got to use, if I want to maintain flexibility and maintain my youth, because flexibility is youth, I've got to use a full range of motion to keep my flexibility in my joints and in my tendons and my ligaments so I can actually move and bend and twist. And that's where, you know, I'm a big stickler, and you know I am. I'm a huge stickler on exercise form, because what I learned from Larry Scott and Vince Gironda, and what I learned from Dick Nally when I first got into training, and what I learned from my old strength coach Greg Lehman at Purdue, was that if you use a full range of motion, you will have access to full strength through the entire range of motion. You will be resistant to injury, and you will be able, because you have balanced the joint and used proper form, and you have maintained the flexibility of that joint long into your 60s and 70s, be able to train intensely and without pain if you use that full range of motion. But as you use partial ranges of motion and super heavy loads, and you tighten those tendons and lose that flexibility, joints don't track properly, and you start to get soreness, not when you're 25, not when you're 29. When you're 51, 52, suddenly you can't squat anymore.
Right.
Because that hip is killing you, or that low back is killing you, because everything is so tight. Full range of motion is youth.
So, in your opinion, it's more important to execute full range of motion than how much weight you lift.
Unless you are competing in Olympic lifting or international professional powerlifting, nobody cares what you lift. It's better to do something 50 pounds lighter with a full range of motion that is safe for your knees and your hips and your backs and your shoulders than to do something super heavy, overloaded, that's going to strain something, tear something, pull something, and lay you out of commission for weeks or months.
Yeah, because I see these idiots that deadlift and then tear hamstring muscles off of their bones. Have you heard of any of these idiots? Huh?
look, you can't train intensely without getting hurt. You know, when I say using a full range of motion, you know, you aren't going to stay injury free your whole career. Okay.
Yeah.
I had a hernia squatting. My belly button popped out in the middle of the set. I was putting into practice, there were many, many Russian researchers that came along in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, and they said, use a belt, use a belt, use a belt. Well, then they all decided to change about 1989. Don't use a belt, don't use a belt. So I was doing squats without a lifting belt. And, this happened about 3 years ago, and I popped my belly button out. So I had to go get it fixed. So you're not going to be injury free just because you use.
Yeah, if you're training with any meaningful weight, you there's always the risk of injury, obviously. So that's,
exactly. Now I wear a belt for everything because my surgeon said, wear a belt. You're 51 years old.
Yeah, and also it gives you that nice V taper. I'm gonna start wearing a belt too. All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you and ask you for a person out there who's not doing anything for conditioning. Maybe they're in the worst condition of their lives. Where can they start? We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher. He's a personal friend of mine. The guy is a champion in the gym. He gives solid advice, and we're going to work him into the show more often. And in fact, he has a training guide, a diary, that we may be releasing on the show very shortly, because it actually gives you all the different change-ups that he has come to use with training athletes and himself, and I think it'll be very valuable for the community. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge colostrum powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher about strength and conditioning. So Ed, if you had somebody who has never really trained before or they just started training, let's say you got a kid who came to the football team and he was out of condition. Let's say he hasn't played in a long time. Where do you start him off? Do you start him off with lifting? Do you start him off with cardio? Do you start him off with both?
We would start with both because, again, when you're talking about a college athlete, we did have a couple kids, believe it or not, that actually showed up for freshman camp and they'd done nothing all summer. And they were at a horrible disadvantage because Coach Schnellenberger's two-a-days and three-a-days were extremely rigorous, and our conditioning was extremely rigorous. So they got a crash course, what we call breakfast club, and we would start building the foundation. So not only would they do the two practices a day, they would have breakfast club at 5 a.m., and from 5 to 6 we would condition. Obviously, we had to take into account where they start from.
Right.
So, a college athlete, by the time he is recruited and signed, he knows to show up in shape. Although we did have two in 6 years that did show up completely just
out of horrible. Shape. Right.
Horrible. But for the most part, they showed up in shape. If you're starting out, first you have to build a base. In my firm opinion, you need to start with that long, slow cardio, that steady state cardio. You have to build a base. You can't just jump into sprints. You can't just jump into interval training. Stadium step sprints or suicides on a basketball court. You need to lay a foundation. So typically I would say you need a good 3 days a week, for a good 3 to 4 weeks of good, steady jogging. If you're really, really out of shape, then walking. You've got to lay a base. You've got to walk before you can jog, jog before you can run, run before you can sprint. So you've got to get that base laid down. Once you get a good month under your belt, a steady state conditioning, then you can start adding in like one workout of interval type training. It doesn't have to be long.
Right.
So you can get an awful lot done. Interval training for a cardiovascular benefit and a conditioning benefit concurrently can be done in as little as 10 minutes. It sucks for 10 minutes. It's hard, but you're done in 10 minutes.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. For people who are looking to get the most training in the least amount of time, interval type training is going to give you that result that you're looking for, because most people have jobs and families and things going on. They don't have time to go out and run 2 hours.
Right.
And put 10, 12 miles under their belt every day. So, you know, you can get it all done. The longest I would say any interval type training could occur, and you could maintain that level of intensity, is 20 minutes. That's the longest, because you're not going to be able to take, let's take a Cybex Strider. When I'm on a Cybex Strider, when I do my sprint phase for a minute, I'll get anywhere between 189 and 196 strides per minute at level 15. And then I'll drop down to like 132 to 140 for my rest minute, and then go back up. But by the time I reach minute, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, okay, I'm not up in that 190-something. I'm in the 189s because I physically have built up lactic acid.
Right.
I am spent. And so you can't make, so 20 minutes is probably the longest you could do a minute sprint, minute. You could even, you know, you might not go longer if you do like 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, and not build up as much lactic acid. But with a 1 minute full out effort and then 1 minute recovery, at one-to-one type interval training, 20 minutes, you're pretty much going to be like ready to heave.
Right.
Like I say, you got to build to that. You've got to lay that foundation first.
Would you agree with the statement that a person could improve the quality of their conditioning significantly in as short as 4 weeks, assuming that they're doing these types of things? They're increasing their density. They're bridging that anaerobic aerobic threshold. They're including some sprint or interval training on a day in and day out basis. Do you think 4 weeks somebody could see a significant difference in their conditioning?
A dramatic difference. And if they come from very little or very poor conditioning, the contrast is quite stark. If you think back when Carl Lewis probably won his first 100-yard dash, the time that he won it in to the time that he won his gold medal, the increments of improvement got smaller and smaller. So
right.
Certainly, initially, you can see huge improvements up front. You know, what you have to be careful of is you have to be very cognizant of your family history of cardiac disease and your risk of cardiac disease. If you have high blood pressure, if you have hypertension, if you have extremely high cholesterol and you have not exercised for years, I would strongly recommend steady state cardio and until you have the blood pressure, the cholesterol under control. And as long as you're moving with those kind of health conditions, you're improving.
Yeah.
But if you have really, really, really bad blood pressure, high intensity sprinting is not something you want to be engaging in unless you've got that under control. And diet and exercise and in some cases medication is necessary to control those things until you can do enough exercise, enough proper nutrition, enough interval training and weight training to change your body composition so those factors decrease and go away. And you can change your body with strength training and interval training and steady state cardio and proper nutrition and supplementation. You can dramatically change and alter your body's chemistry and its function.
So I say this on the show all the time. So if you're a newcomer to the message of this show and you're listening to the show and you're saying, you know what, I'm very far overweight, I really have a sedentary life, I can't even do this. Yes, you can. But see, you have to think of things in different terms. So if all you can do is stand during commercials of television shows that you normally sit for, and then you start there and you say, okay, I'm going to stand through every commercial of my favorite show today. And you do that for a week, and then maybe you add a show, and then before you know it, you're standing during the commercials through three or four shows. Now maybe you're ready to stand and through an entire show for an hour. And I know people saying, oh, come on. There are people out there who that's all they can expect to do. But the message should be this. Wherever you are, start there. Because you can end up being in great conditioning. It may take you a year. It may take you 2 years. But look, it's better than the alternative of sliding backwards continuously until you're wheelchair bound for the rest of your life. And let's face it, Ed, when we talk about conditioning here, right, we talk about it in athletic terms. But really what we're talking about is the ability for the body to be ambulatory at a high output for a long period of time. And that can benefit anybody at any age, regardless of what it is, as long as they're progressing up that hill.
And they've got study after study that they take sedentary senior citizens over the age of 70, expose them to weight training, expose them to, interval type training or steady state cardio, and they see dramatic increases in muscle mass, strength, joint stability, blood lipids, heart rate, everything, arthritis relief. So you need to move. I mean, that's the thing is it might not be your bag. My wife jokes with me because my wife goes to the gym. She does cardio. She does cardio 5 days a week and weights 3 days a week. And she says, my husband skips to the gym and I drag myself there. It's not for everybody. And my wife could never train at the intensity level I like to train at. But you need to do something because you've got to maintain bone strength, heart strength, tendon strength, and muscle strength. And you've got to keep your flexibility. If you do those things, you don't have to go out and be the strongest guy in the gym, the strongest girl in the gym. You don't have to take the most spinning classes. You just need to do something.
Right.
Because health is wealth. And I used to joke because Jacqueline would say that all the time. Health is wealth. But it's true. When you've got your health, the entire world is at your disposal. You can do anything you want to do. Look at you. You start a radio show from scratch.
Right.
You've got your health. Without your health, you couldn't do all the things that you do.
Right.
You work hard in the gym. You pull a ton of weight in those deadlifts. I have no desire to deadlift like that anymore. But you pull a ton of weight, and you're constantly challenging yourself, and you're pushing yourself. You're always trying something new. You're always trying some way. I need to tweak this. I need to tweak that. And that's it. You just got to keep it interesting, keep it fun, and you can keep it interesting and fun for yourself by changing things up, mixing in interval training, doing steady state cardio, doing different types of weight training, whether you do 10 sets of 10 or you do, traditional standard sets or you do short rest circuits. There's lots of things you can do. It's not limited to just powerlifting, Olympic lifting, bodybuilding, MMA, and, don't get me started on CrossFit. I'm not a big CrossFit fan because I think there's a lot of injuries because they don't spend enough time teaching the power clean and the snatch and the clean and jerk properly. Those are three lifts that take a lot of technique, a lot of practice, a lot of education. And I don't think the CrossFit program spend enough time really teaching that exercise.
Yeah. Let's do this, Ed. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to get your short list of supplements that you realize now over the decades that really work and that you include in your regimen. We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD
and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, part two of the Get Strong Show. We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher about strength and conditioning, and he knows a little something about strength and conditioning because he's trained professional athletes, college athletes, and he is a model example of what a physical culture lifestyle can provide in the aspect of healthy aging and health. So, Coach, you've seen a lot of supplements come and go over the decades. I know that you even wrote for some of the bodybuilding magazines back in the day. What is in your short list of stuff that works that you continue to take?
Well, whey protein, without a doubt. And make sure you get enough fiber in your protein, because if you don't have enough fiber, you will get diverticulitis and you will have a problem. So I'm a big fan of whey protein. In fact, my diet, when I turned 39, my second oldest son got married, and I took a look in the mirror and I saw a very overweight salesman who was not burning enough calories. So I switched to nothing but liquid protein during the day and one meal at night, because what I figured out was my body stopped processing carbohydrates like they did when I was 25.
Uh-huh.
And could eat anything and never gain weight. So I live on 300 grams of protein during the day, and then at night I have a lean protein source, leafy vegetable salad, then I have steamed vegetables, I have a complex carb, and then typically water or and my wife likes to get these 100-calorie Weight Watcher bars, and that'll be a treat. But for the most part, I avoid carbs during the day, and I eat my carbs at supper, so when I train at 5 o'clock the next morning, I've got carbs from my workout.
Right.
The other things that I stick to that I religiously believe in, creatine definitely works. Creatine is an awesome supplement. Does not cause health issues. Obviously, you know when you take too much. 5 grams is about the biggest dose you can take. You know when you take too much because you go to the bathroom immediately.
Right.
So creatine is an awesome supplement. It gives great intermediate energy support. They're finding it has so many benefits beyond just intermediate energy benefit for strength training. I'm a huge fan of beta-alanine. I'm a huge fan of citrulline.
Malate. Yeah.
I love citrulline malate. I love arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. I take blocks, the silk amino acids. I take 2 scoops of those every morning with my pre-workout drink. I take branched-chain amino acids. And
how do you use your branched-chain amino acids? Do you use them
pre and post workout? Or post workout. Okay.
Post workout. I get 5 grams in my post workout, and it really, honestly, makes a big difference. And the pre workout drink I drink, German American Technologies Jet Fuse NOX, and the reason I drink it is because after trying every one on the market, it was the only one that didn't send me to the bathroom immediately after drinking it.
Right.
So your own personal stomach comfort is important. There's a joke around the gym, Gaspari Super Pump. They should call it Super Dump. Well, that's the first time I ever did it, that's what happened. So I went through probably 12 or 14 different pre-workout drinks that are on the market. So I found one that agrees with my stomach. So it's a nip and tuck. I've never been a big fan of the really high stimulant pre-workout drinks. I met a guy who had a heart attack from taking one of the high stimulant ones. He would drink a large, like a triple espresso shot from Starbucks, and then take a full serving of this high stimulant pre-workout drink.
Right.
And then go work out after work. And he did it for about 5 years, and then one day he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he just over-torqued his heart. So I'm not big on the high the stimulants. If you need that much stimulant, you need more sleep.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong. What about, how do you use your beta-alanine? Do you just do the typical two doses a day at 1.5 grams each?
No, I do actually a 2 gram dose in my pre-workout drink. That's when I do it. Because the beta-alanine gives me that increased in muscular endurance for the anaerobic type activities. They're finding out in the studies that I've read that it gives you that extra boost so you can get that extra rep or two, just like creatine. And it gives you that ability to kind of buffer so that you can push harder.
How long now beta-alanine is said to have to accumulate or build up in the muscle in order to quench hydrogen ions and reduce lactate. If you take 2 grams a day, how long before you really start to see the benefits transfer over to your workout?
I noticed a big difference probably in about 30 days is when I first saw the real difference.
Right.
When I found the Jet Fuse NOX and I got consistently taking it for every workout. And on Fridays, typically I'll just do calves and some cardio. I'll even take it then because that pre-workout drink really, I really like what it does for me. It gives me that extra boost, not so much of stimulant, but I can feel the effect that I can push harder, farther, longer.
Yeah.
It really does work.
Yeah. A lot to be said for that. All right, look, we're going to have you back on the show. And next time you'll be in the studio because you live here in Louisville. And you have a training diary that you have put together over the years that is by far one of the coolest training diaries I've ever seen because it automatically builds in the microperiodization that you like to use. And we're going to talk about how we can release that to the audience, okay?
Absolutely. More happy to. Look, I'm not training athletes anymore, so I have a lot of stuff that if anybody can benefit from it and can get something out of it, absolutely want to share it with them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Look, Ed, thanks for making time. I know you're traveling on business today, and this was a big push for you to move things around in your schedule. You will be hearing from Ed Rusher again on the show. I promise you. Ed, thanks a lot. Okay. I'll see you in the gym.
God bless you, Carl.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. Bye. All right. So there you have it. So that was the end of the Get Strong show. Thanks to Coach Wade Johnson for the first half, Ed Rusher for the second half. Ed's got some really cool things we're going to start offering on the show in the very, very near future. If you're thinking about buying a training diary and someone wants to sell it to you for $19.95 and you got to buy another one every month, we're going to have a PDF that you can just print off yourself over and over again, and it's the best thing out there, I promise you. All right, so look, tomorrow is Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So be there or be square. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.